helping you realize your dreams of homeownership, save for the future, and become financially independent. This is The Plan. Brad Roach, 20 years of experience as a mortgage banker, helping thousands become homeowners and recognized as part of the top 1% of mortgage originators nationwide. Warren Greenlee has sold more than $100 million of real estate and is one of the area's top real estate agents year after year. The Plan.
The Plan.
Welcome to The Plan. This is Brad Roach, the Mortgage Planner, and you are tuned in again. Same time, same place every single week. And I am without Warren Greenlee today, and I do have a special guest with me, Michael Frazier, and he's with Element Funding, helping us out and helping all kinds of clients make sure that we get them in the house. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, a little first time on the radio, huh?
It is.
Pretty fun. So I wanted to bring Michael on for a couple different reasons. First reason is you've got an extensive background in doing loans, helping a lot of people get into houses. Tell us a little bit about you were with the banking world, if I call it that, where we, on what I do with Element Funding, same as you now, actually help clients, I think, a lot more through a lot of different products. So I always explain it as if you go into XYZ Bank or another bank, they have their certain products on the shelf.
That's right.
When you come to us, we've got all their products and then the other bank's products. But the advantage is we actually use our money. We're not a middleman.
Right.
You tend to get a little bit better deal on pricing. What is some, maybe just talk a little bit on moving over companies from the banking world to the difference now with Element Funding. What do you see was with some of the main advantages of what you've been able to offer some clients?
Well, having been in the industry for 20 years now, I think that one of the biggest differences of working for a lender is having that versatility of products.
Meaning like at the bank, you only had those few. I don't know. How many did you really have? Like I always say a shelf, but I mean, what's really on your shelf? Is it 10, 15 different products maybe? Or
right. I mean, I would always describe them as the vanilla products. And the vanilla products that the bank had, they were good products, but that's all they had. And if it didn't fit into that box, then you couldn't do the loan.
And now you're able to take a look. So if it doesn't go with one set of we call it a box, if it doesn't go in that box, you're able to look in different other boxes.
That's right.
Now, doing this for so long, you know, what do you see for clients in a market like today? I mean, it's a little bit, I hear a lot of competing offers are out there. The market's a little tough. I always like to bring people in on an update. And we do the show. If this is your first time tuning in, a lot of what we cover is getting a plan together so you can at least make the right moves. And a lot of times people go out looking for a house, put an offer, and they never even saw a guy like me or you.
Right.
Which is kind of messed up.
Right.
I think they got to get pre-approved, and especially it's like walking in with a bag of cash where they get pre-approved and they're off and running.
Right.
So as clients want to come in, and what are some advantages of getting the pre-approval done that you've seen? You've been doing this a long time, same as me. Somebody listening, trying to get their plan together, hey, I'm looking to buy in the next 90 days. Where do they start?
Yeah, I think really that pre-approval process is really the most important starting point to going out and looking at homes. Customers have so many questions that they don't even know they have. I was on a phone call with a lady just the other day, and I went through and I answered the questions that she had, and then we started talking about the process and what it was going to take for her to get into the home, how we needed to verify the money, and all the documentation that we were going to need to collect. And she said that I ended up answering questions that she didn't even realize that she had when she started the process. And that's why the pre-approval process is so important.
What was important that came up to her? Did she have qualifying credit? Things were good. She was a good, I guess what a lot of people, if I'm thinking about it, it's like, man, my credit's good. Do I really need to go through all that crap if I don't even get this house? You know what I'm saying? That's part of the way people think.
Right. They don't know that they have choices. They don't know that they have to consider homeowners insurance. They don't know that they have to consider attorneys and title insurance. They don't even know what that is or what those words mean. Those are industry words that we use, but they're very impactful on the loan, and they can have a big impact on what it's going to actually cost for the customer to close on the loan and what they have to bring.
So a lot of those different things you just mentioned, you'd say there's variations in fees and services that come with it.
There are variations of fees, and there's also variations in the level of service that you'll receive from various partners.
So client coming in wants to get started. A lot of them will say, go online. I know you'll talk to them on the phones, come into the office. We've got offices down in Charlotte, Davidson, Mooresville, all over the surrounding areas, be able to help clients coming in. What are some basic things? If I've never bought a house before and they came to see you, what do you start looking at? I mean, where do you start?
The very first thing that I ask them, because I want to have an idea of where they are or what they're thinking, is the first question is, what price range do you think you want to be in?
Do they even know?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they think they have an idea of what they want to buy, but I always follow it up with a more important question. What do you think you can afford monthly? Because I want to see if the price range they're shopping in is even in the ballpark of the payment that they can actually afford. And then the next question is, well, what other debts do you have out there besides this new mortgage payment that you think that, you know, you can afford?
Then you take a look at all the debt. You know, some of the stuff I think is kind of funny in our business. Like, we don't take into account a cell phone bill. We don't take into account a heating bill.
That's right.
Water, gas. So what me and you say somebody can qualify for feels good, looks mm-hmm. good. We're not taking into account some of those bills and their debt ratio.
That's right. And I've heard a lot of customers say to me that they're offended when a lender actually comes out and gives them the maximum that they can qualify for because they didn't consider what was really realistic for the customer.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the customer may be able to qualify for a $2,000 mortgage payment, but really when they look at their lifestyle and everything else going on, maybe really only $1,000 is what's really important, and sometimes they feel like it's getting pushed on them.
So considering some people come in and say, I don't want to be house poor, that's what kind of what
that's
you're
right.
referring to. It's
that's
not
right.
a matter of what we qualify you for. It's a matter of what that payment is and how that affects it. You know, I always look at people get into a big house, you know, mm-hmm. and we always had the rule. You've been doing this a long time, too. So the rule is pay an extra payment a year or even split that up throughout the year, pay an extra $100, whatever that is, to equal payment a year.
Right.
Cuts off 7 years off the mortgage as a rule of thumb is what's been preached out there. So if they could actually get into a house that's comfortable and start pounding a little bit on
that's
that
right.
principle, man, that will add up dramatically for a client, just that one extra payment. So if they have a $900 house payment, they could just add $75 every single month to it. They would have 7 years saved off. It's a huge difference.
That's right.
Versus being house poor like you were talking about.
Right.
As a new client coming in, what are some typical products that most review? So I haven't bought a house yet. Where do we start on? I know you. Let's say my credit's great.
So if a person has great credit, really the next question is, what do you have set aside for assets, or what do you think you want to put down on your new home? And for a first-time home buyer, oftentimes there's not a lot of cash to work with. So maybe they've talked to mom and dad or sister or brother, and they've talked about getting a gift or something along those lines. And so there are basic programs that we refer to as either conventional or FHA or for a veteran VA, USDA loan programs. But for first-time home buyers, some of the products that I really like to look at first is to see if we can get them some free money. And if you live in North Carolina, yeah, the North Carolina Housing and Finance Association has some free money. And if you qualify for it, and then some counties also are giving away money. So the first thing I like to look at is, do they fit in the box where they may qualify for some first-time home buyer money?
Well, and so how does that work? If somebody, what do you need to qualify? What are some basic rules on qualifying for something like that? Free money sounds really good. What's the catch?
Yeah, so free money is really good. The catch is that it's not for the credit weary.
What do you mean by that?
Well, for the most part, you have to have pretty good credit. You don't have to have great credit, but you have to show that you've established some credit and that you've paid it on time. And there is a marker for that, and it's called a credit score or FICO score. And you have to have at least a 640 middle credit score out of three different bureaus that we look at.
So if they did qualify, let's say they qualified for it, they get this free money. So mm-hmm. let's say a lot of first-time home buyer programs can go, and we'll exclude VA and some other products that are
right.
zero down. But let's assume 3.5% down, 5%
that's
down.
Right.
They'll actually give them that money for their down payment so they don't come in
right.
with anything if the seller paid some closing costs.
And
you've still got to remember the cost on this.
That's right. There are some closing costs, and yes, it's typically about 3-5% down. But depending on the income bracket that the person falls into, they may at times get up to 20-25% down from the state to help them, or up to $5,000 from the county to help them. There are some income limitations, and those are things that we have to look at and see if they actually qualify. But there's also some flexibility there, too.
You know, I met with a guy, I think it was yesterday, came in the office, his dad. I did his dad's loan. He brought his son in, buying a house again. He had been, I don't know if he just went through a divorce or what the whole story was with that, but it was time for him to get a house. Right. And he had gone to another lender. Dad said, hey, you need to come talk to Brad. He'll let me see what he can do for you. So they came in, and as I'm looking at his credit report that he had pulled with the other lender and some things like that, she was quoting him. He says, look, I got $4,000 to spend. It's pretty good. Good savings right. amount to get started. But then he also said, I actually have six. So I only want to spend four, so I'm not draining everything I got. What price range are you looking at? We came up with the payment, same as you talked about, taxes, insurance, PMI right. insurance, everything included, HOA, whatever else is there. Right. I still got to pay all that.
That's right.
And when we were done talking a little bit about that, it came out to run a $180,000 house. Well, 3% down adds up pretty quick. You know,
it does.
I'm draining the guy's money. And I look at his credit report. I look at the quote the other lender gave him. And they mention nothing about being able to qualify for some of this free money we're talking about. Or some of the down payment assistance, if you want to call it that, that helps right. clients get into houses. He qualified hands down. So
wow.
he says, I didn't even know that was there. And it's like, that's why I wanted to bring you on the show today. Talk a little bit about some advantages of clients getting into house for less money down.
Right.
Let's shift gears a little bit. I know there's a catch. Let's talk a little bit about the catch. I think the interest rates are a little bit higher on that program.
They are a little bit higher.
Not bad.
And sometimes the fees are a little bit higher too.
So there, you know, when you get something for free, nothing's free. So we call it free money, but you might get a little bit higher interest rate, from a quarter to a half a point higher. But the other part of it is that you're also getting money toward your down payment, 100% financing
right.
That they forgive after a while, or it right. reduces what you owe. So it becomes, if you don't sell the house in a certain period of time, there's definitely some holes that you want to uncover, I
right.
guess, so that you're not stepping into something you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'd recommend getting with Michael. 704-412-2727 is a direct dial here at the office. We'll connect you with him and kind of go over some of the housing programs to get you in a first-time home buyer. Let's say I'm a veteran.
Right.
I love this loan. I know you love this loan. There's certain reasons why you like it even more than I do, but talk a little bit about veteran loans and some history with that.
Well, I served in the military, and as a veteran, I really love working with veterans. And they are different. It's a culture. And sometimes people don't recognize that.
I thought you were different when I met you. I'm just kidding. So you're a different culture, but you get to know the guys, and that's where you fit in with them to be able to make them comfortable.
Yeah, there's a culture there.
I agree with that. My family's got a history in it as well. There's a culture there.
But with the VA loans, the Veterans Administration does give more flexibility than some of the other programs when it comes to credit guidelines, whereas in the past, if you had maybe a bankruptcy, or if you had some credit collections, or maybe your credit was hit, maybe you even lost a home or something along those lines, the Veterans Administration is much more flexible on those guidelines than, say, even FHA, who tends to be more flexible than conventional. So, and a veteran can get into their home with really no money down, and a lot of veterans don't even realize that if they have a disability and they're receiving a veteran's benefit, that they can even save some of the closing costs that are inherent to VA loans.
That could be significant. So you're referring, if I call it a VA funding fee.
That's right.
I call it, it's almost like a sales tax. Government program, they put a sales tax on it, they add it to the loan amount. But with some disability from the veteran, proof of disability, they actually waive all that.
They waive it all. And that's about
phenomenal.
A 2% fee, roughly. So if you have a veteran that's buying a $300,000 house or a $200,000 house, that's an extra $4,000 to $6,000 that's being added onto the loan that the veteran with a disability could waive.
Now, I also know we cut back our fees as well because we want to help as many veterans get into houses that they can. If they are a veteran and they don't know what to do, where do they start? Like, what do we look at first to see, can they qualify for a VA loan? Where do you start?
Typically, if they've served in the military for at least 12 to 24 months and they were honorably discharged, they're going to qualify. Now, there are some guidelines for people that have served in the National Guard that are a little bit different than that. So if somebody's serving in the National Guard, then they would want to call in, and we would want to go through their particular circumstances because their time frame is different than just a regular active duty person. But somebody who's served and they've been active duty and they've been honorably discharged, in most cases, if their credit score qualifies, then, which, by the way, the credit scores themselves are even more flexible and lower on the veterans loans as well.
Well, it sounds like there's tons of flexibility for getting into a veteran loan. I think the biggest point that we want to make sure we cover while we're taking a break, we're going to go to a break real quick. That's our cue. I want to come back and talk about DD-214, certificate of eligibility, just getting the paperwork in line. You're listening to The Plan, 704-412-2727, or go to fortheplan.com. We're with Michael Frazier. We'll be back. Hi, this is Brad Roach, and thank you for tuning in today and listening to our show. If you'd like more information regarding your purchase of your next home or refinancing to the lowest rates in history, you can log on to fortheplan.com or call me direct, 855-4-THE-PLAN. Again, that's toll-free, 855-4-THE-PLAN. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let me, State Farm Agent Howard Colberth, help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you will have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that add up to as much as 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me, State Farm Agent Howard Colberth, today and get to a better state with State Farm. 704-892-6260.
This show is brought to you by Costner Law Offices, serving all your legal needs.
www.fortheplan.com.
Welcome back to The Plan. This is Brad Roach, the Mortgage Planner, 704-412-2727, or go to fortheplan.com. We're rocking and rolling with Michael Frazier, Element Funding, in the office today. Again, at 704-412-2727. Michael, what's your direct line, cell phone or office line, that you'd like people to be able to get a hold of you on some of these programs we're talking about?
My cell phone really is the easiest number to call me on.
Sure you want to give that out over the air. Go ahead. Let it rip. I've done it before. Let it rip. We want to help as many people as we can.
315-409-9269.
So spend a little bit of time more on the VA loans. I love the product. I think it's a phenomenal one. One thing I like about it is, you know, a lot of these loans with little money down have PMI insurance or FHA insurance, or call it what you want. It's a monthly fee to insure the loan to make sure you make your payments as a borrower. VA doesn't have any of this. That's They're right. out of all that. So I think that's another huge benefit. How do they get started? A lot of clients have their DD-214. I mean, where do they find if they don't? What do they do with their certificate of eligibility? If they want to start getting serious about qualifying for a VA loan, where do they start with those documents?
Most veterans have their DD-214. It's like a birth certificate. They keep it. It's something that they take pride in, that they've had, they've served.
So you have yours?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Know right where it's at. Okay. Right. So most
But if they don't, they can order it. They can call the VA. There is a process they have to go through, but they can, you know, they can do a search and find that DD-214. But the Veterans Administration is also going to have a record of their service, and they can apply for that certificate of eligibility. Now, if they have the DD-214, they don't necessarily have to go and apply for that certificate of eligibility, though that's helpful. That's something that we'll actually help them with.
Okay, so you can help get that for them, and they're off and running. So really, just getting a phone call to you if they want to get started would be a great way to do it.
That's exactly
Again,
right.
It's 704-412-2727, or go to fortheplan.com. You can apply online right there. We'll get your pre-approval done for whether that's the NC Housing Help or the free money, as we were calling it, with a little bit of catch. That money's available. We'll get you qualified for that. We'll check out some other options. Talk a little bit about USDA. This is another great product I want to bring up that talks about zero down. Same kind of things. What are some of the hiccups to qualifying for a loan like that if I'm not a veteran? Or would we even look at that product if they could get the free money we were talking about earlier? Down payment assistance, anyway. Would you even go to USDA? I know we're looking at each other both in the studio here like, okay, would we even do that?
It really depends, because with the North Carolina Housing and Finance Association loans, you can get the 100% financing. There is a little bit more flexibility on the income limits, but you're also going to pay mortgage insurance. And with the USDA loans, there are also some income brackets. Typically, they're going to be in more rural areas, but they also have – with 100% financing, you can also, in some circumstances, you can finance the closing cost into the loan because they give you that additional credit.
Well, talk a little bit about the mortgage insurance. Like you said, the one product probably has mortgage insurance with the down payment assistance, but USDA has a very minimal.
That's right.
So compared to some of the other loans, I would say, would you say it's a fourth of it? ballpark? A fourth of like FHA insurance or some of the other products that are out there, minimum down payment? I'd say it's even almost less than that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Not putting a pencil to it. I don't do tons of USDA loans. And part of the reason why is you have to be able to find the house in a certain area.
That's right.
So when you say income brackets, you have they take into account if you've got a 18-year-old kid living in your house and he's making money at the car wash, they're going to count that income. They're going to count Susie's right. income, even if they're not on the loan. So you have to all qualify under those income limits.
That's right.
But in addition to that, there's some pockets that may not be qualified for this type
right.
of housing.
Right. And the North Carolina Housing and Finance Program, some of that money is it's bond money, so it's not going to be there forever. The USDA money is typically there throughout the whole year, so sometimes that money lasts longer. And then also with the USDA, the credit guidelines go down, the credit scores are lower. So whereas somebody may not qualify for North Carolina Housing and Finance because they can't meet the credit score, they may qualify for USDA.
So that'd be another option. Now, the big kicker will be is there's a map online you can get, and Michael can connect you to that as well, where you plug in the address, zip code, and it says it is eligible or it's not. And I've actually seen you cross the street, and it is and it's not. So you kind of got to make sure you have the right address and houses you're looking for. Or sometimes on the multiple list service, they'll list down this home qualifies for USDA financing.
That's right.
So if you could do that, it's obviously going to be a better product because it's almost like a VA loan to a certain degree.
It is. Very similar.
Veteran. Very similar. So those are some big advantages. So let's take a look at tax refund time. We got tax money coming back. People are getting refunds. I did not get a refund this year. I was kind of irritated with it. I had to write a check. Some people are getting refunds. Last year was a much better year for me getting a refund than this year, so it makes you a little salty when you get to pay more money in. But let's assume clients are getting some money back. We are running a special right now with Michael and Element Funding that no matter how much you got back, we will match up to $1,000 towards your closing cost of your tax refund. So you show us you got $3,000 back, we'll add another $1,000 to it towards your closing cost to help you qualify, which is phenomenal. We're going to run that for the next 30 days. So 704-412-2727, we'll apply that credit to you when you find your home. But the big key is getting pre-approved. So when we look at tax refunds, is it realistic? I still think a lot of people, they still think 20% down. I mean, we just talked about 0, 0, 0, free money, NC housing, a lot of the second mortgage stuff that helps out with getting you into a house. But what about just looking at some of the advantages of being able to use your tax refund on if you don't qualify for the income limits, which I think may throw some people out of it. But let's say they qualify, they're making good money, and they got a tax refund they're ready to use.
Absolutely. So they can use that tax refund either to cover their down payment, or they can use that tax refund to put away a little nest egg, depending if they have other cash, or they can use it for closing costs. But there's so many different ways to come up with money for closing that sometimes people get discouraged because they don't know where to start. And I think it's so important just to call in and get started, because there's ways that we can help you to find money. There's ways to negotiate it when you're buying a home that some of the costs can even be paid for by the seller. So
how easy is that to get right now? Do you think that's pretty easy? I mean, they got a lot of house, depending on the price range, you got a lot of multiple offers. Some of them don't want to pay, some do want to pay. Do you think, in your opinion, it's pretty easy to get sellers to pay some closing costs right now?
I see it that they're paying some closing costs more times than I don't see it.
I would agree with that. And I don't know, as though it's like we always say, go get $4,500 as a ballpark. A lot of times that covers the escrow account reserves as well right. as your closing costs. And some are coming back at $2,000. One thing I want to point out to people listening is that we have the ability to also give back credits from our side of it. Similar to that $1,000 we're matching to you, we can also do some other credits where if you want some down payment money or want to walk in cheaper from the closing cost side, instead of getting a 4% rate, you could take a 4.25% and get some credits back.
That's right.
So there's some where it only moves your payment 40-50 bucks. And we're ballparking some numbers here, but there's ways to help you get into a house with less money down, I think is the most important part. So let's clear out. We covered tons of zero down stuff. Let's talk a little bit about someone who wants to get started and their credit sucks. You know, there's some people out there where credit's not that great. I was just on the phone with somebody. What can we do to help them?
I think the first
besides
thing.
Besides deny them. You know, what else can we do besides that? That's no fun. Let's put a plan together. How does that plan start working? What do you look at?
I always look at it as a partnership. So some people, they come, they're ready, they've been prepared, maybe they went through some bad times, but they got some good advice and they rebuilt their credit, so they're ready to go. But there's so many customers that just aren't ready to go, and they think that they just need to continue to wait. But the problem with that is that they don't have the knowledge or the education to fix their own credit. So they don't even know how to start working on it, or where to approach it, or from what standpoint to approach it. And that's where we're experts. That's where we're skilled, is because we look at credit reports all day long. And if we don't have the answer, then we have the resources to get them in, to get them in touch maybe with an organization that can help them to really reestablish and rebuild their credit.
It's funny because I think on credit reports, I think there's a I don't even know how you call it. It stinks the way they do it, the way the scores come out. Like, right. I had a guy, that same guy I was talking about, the dad brought in his kid to look at buying a house and found out he qualified for the, he had about a 640 some credit score. And with that, he qualifies for the programs, but the lower your credit score, the worse interest rate you get. It's hands down. We're all tiered that way. Every lender you go to, if the worse the score is, even if you qualify, you're going to get a little bit higher rate for the lower the score.
That's right.
Are there ways that you look at when a client comes in, if they get the plan ahead of time, meaning they start working on it, and if they're not planning on buying for 2 or 3 months, they start and apply with you, you're able to give some feedback on the credit and look at that with them to take them from a 640 to a 680 and increase an interest rate, or lower the rate rather, increase their potential score to get them a better deal in the house?
That's right. And we also have a tool that's kind of a what-if tool. What if we do this? What if we do that? And that what-if tool helps us to forecast what your credit will look like 2-3 months down the road if you take these actions.
I really like that word, forecast. So I've found that to be pretty accurate. Would you?
Yes.
So that report will actually, we don't charge for it. We'll pull that form for free, be able to take a look at your credit. So if you've got some glitches, if you're thinking about buying a house, don't hesitate. Get the credit report pulled. We'll take a look at it. There's no charge for it. 704-412-2727, or go to fortheplan.com. We'll check on the programs that you can get, down payment assistance. We'll see if you qualify for the veteran loan. We can see if you qualify for the USDA loan. We've named off 4 or 5 different products. And then we'll also talk a little bit about, what if somebody plans to stay there for a long time or a short time? Are there advantages of ways we can structure loans? I know there is, but I'm teeing you up for this one.
There is. I mean, it really just depends. I think if somebody's going to be in their house and they know that this is a first time, a starter home.
Yeah.
And they're going to be in it 3 years, 5 years, 7 years. The number I'm really looking for is that 5 to 7 year mark. Are you going to be in the house greater than 5 to 7 years? Or do you think that you're probably going to start here and sell? Because we may start looking at adjustable rate mortgages that are fixed.
Whoa. Everybody freaks out when you say adjustable, I think, in this market. I've heard it on the phone. So why would you even talk about that?
I love adjustable rate mortgages because at the end of the day, it's a lower interest rate and it saves you money, and it doesn't adjust monthly necessarily. It doesn't adjust even annually necessarily. Typically, adjustable rate mortgages are fixed for up to 5 years, 7 years, or even 10 years.
What happens if I want to stay there forever? What do you look at then? Like, this is my forever house. I'm going to die in this one. You ever heard that from a client? I'm dying in this one. It's like, okay, you sure? And then they're going to stay there for a long time. Are there ways that to get an advantage for a long-term rate where they can actually pay more money, prepay interest is what I would call it, or points, to save long-term? You talk a little bit about how that would work or why that would make sense for somebody. Because here's the honest truth. Clients call in and they say, what's your rate on a 30-year fixed? And the first answer that should be asked by a loan officer is, why are you asking me that? One, because that's just the normal question.
Right.
But more importantly, they're asking the question because that's kind of what the industry has trained them to do.
That's right.
They don't ask the questions about where the real true professional should be saying, how long are you going to live in the house? And start putting that product around more of saving them interest for the time they're going to be there. And that's why you mentioned ARMs. That's why I'm talking about points. It's funny that I'll bring this up and kind of we'll go from there, and you can share a little bit on some experiences you've had. But, you know, clients call in, they always want the best rate. Who doesn't?
Right.
Who doesn't want the best rate? You don't want to call if one guy's at 4 and one's at 4.5, who are you going with? I want 4. Right. I want 3.99. I want 3.8. I want to go down to 3.7. We want the best rate. That's no question about it.
That's right.
If a Coke bottle is for sale for $2 and $1, what are you going to buy? I'm going to buy $1. Here's the problem. Coke don't come with service. When you go in a gas station and pick out a Coke bottle, it doesn't come with service. It also doesn't ask you a lot of questions about how long you're going to live there. That's probably the best example I can give you. And I think what you pay for. If you got into a car accident and you hired a crappy attorney, you will get crappy results from your lawsuit.
That's right.
If you hire a top attorney, you will probably get paid or better results from it, even though it costs you a little more. So my point is not saying that we cost more or people who actually care and ask more questions about your housing care more. But I do think part of the reason you hire a loan officer and not going online to some of the websites that just jam them through and you're a number and they say, here's our rate on a 30-year fixed, I'm giving you a credit for $1,000. Why would you get a credit for $1,000? Like, why is that? Why would some lenders even offer $1,000? You know, so I saw a quote the other day and they offered him 4.25% with $1,000 back. And I said, why are you getting the $1,000 back? He said, what do you mean? That's pretty nice. Doesn't that sound nice to you, Michael?
Sounds great.
Right. But what happens is I said, well, how long are you going to live in the house? And I asked the guy that. He says, well, I'm going to be here forever. I said, well, why wouldn't we look at charging you an extra $1,000 and not giving you the $1,000 back? Why don't we reverse that? Instead of me giving you $1,000 like they quoted you, because it's feel-good money. That's what I'm going to call it. It's feel-good money. Why not take that away, charge you a little bit, instead of putting you at 4.25%, let's put you at 4. Because the time you're going to live in that house, Mr. Jones, is going to be so much more beneficial to you to have that lower rate.
That's right. It sounds like what they're doing maybe is putting a Band-Aid on a bigger problem. They're not looking all the way through and finding what really makes the most amount of sense to the customer. If you pay down what we call a point, and everybody hates the word points in our industry.
It's like the lender scoring, doesn't it? That's what I've heard. Does that mean you scored on me? No, it doesn't.
Right. Do you charge points? Well, that depends. Do you want to pay lower interest over the life of the loan, or do you want to pay more interest over the life of the loan? So if you pay points, then at the end of the day, you can sometimes save yourself 5, 10, 15. I've even seen upwards of $20,000-$25,000 saved on a loan just by paying some points up front.
You're listening to The Plan. We're going to take a quick break. 704-412-2727. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Brad Roach, and thank you for tuning in today and listening to our show. If you'd like more information regarding your purchase of your next home or refinancing to the lowest rates in history, you can log on to fortheplan.com or call me direct, 855, the number 4, the plan. Again, that's toll-free, 855-4-THE-PLAN. We look forward to hearing from you soon. This show is brought to you by Costner Law Offices, serving all your legal needs.
Charlotte's number one real estate and mortgage show, The Plan.
Hi, this is Warren Greenlee with RE/MAX Executive.
And this is Brad Roach, the mortgage planner. Tune in on this station for our one-hour show called The Plan.
Brad, what a great time to buy a house.
And interest rates are below 4%, and we can even do it with no closing costs, Warren.
No closing costs. My buyers love it.
What about a time to sell?
Time to sell is now. Inventory levels are down, Brad. Call me at 704-576-4800.
Or get a hold of any of us on our team at 855, the number 4, The Plan.
A clean credit report is the key to lower interest rates and could even mean the make or break between getting approved for the loan. My name is Adam Kunda, and for 10 years, my company National Credit Care has been helping people achieve those dreams by turning 500s into 700s, 650s to 750s. Our approach to credit restoration looks at everyone's individual situation and customizes the program to work for you. I would love to give you a free assessment, so please call me at 303-747-6390 or email me at adam@nationalcreditcare.com. Again, 303-747-6390. I look forward to hearing from you.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let me, State Farm Agent Howard Colberth, help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you will have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that add up to as much as 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me, State Farm Agent Howard Colberth, today and get to a better state with State Farm. 704-892-6260.
www.fortheplan.com.
Welcome back to The Plan. This is Brad Roach, the mortgage planner, 704-412-2727. And we are with Michael Frazier in the house. And we are talking about some experience. We're talking about some low down payments. We're talking about tax refunds. 704-412-2727 or go to fortheplan.com. Michael, you were talking a little bit off the air when we were taking a commercial break about a couple stories. I'd like you to share them a little bit. Tell me some of these stories. This is about getting a plan together. So a lot of times, unfortunately, we go over some things that happened that didn't go that right to hopefully have you as a customer or client avoid that problem.
Well, I recently broke my own rule, and that is I never go with the cheapest guy. I never want, when I go to the store, I don't buy the cheapest shirt. I don't buy the cheapest shoes. So I never go with the cheapest contractor. And I broke my own rule and I went with the cheapest contractor. And a 3-day job has turned into 6 weeks.
Wow.
And I've got a, I don't even want, I'll just spare you all the details, but let's just say with some sleepless nights, I finally made a decision that it's over.
Well, you know, it reminds me of a, and we're going back to the pricing on stuff, is it's not always the best price is the best service, the best way to get done. I've had clients who have been at another lender. They got quoted an eighth lower, just an eighth, might be $12 a month. I know that adds up. So I'm not taking that lightly. I know it adds up every month, but they're closing them late. The lady's getting a hotel. She's getting a storage unit. She's $700-$800. That $12, she just blew in a matter of 2 days delay. And it's still not ready to go.
That's right.
And it's just like, those are the things you look for to make sure somebody, what's the on-time closing guarantee? What's the process you go through? How long you been doing this? How many transactions have gone through? The more problems you see in this business, the easier they are to fix.
That's right.
You know, and I think that that's what our team offers a lot of. And I know you offer the same thing. Talk a little bit about some of the things you ran into at the bank, if you will. And I know that's an open-ended question, but spend a few minutes on that.
It is. Actually, I was telling Brad about a situation about a loan that I, you know, and I questioned how I really wanted to present this, but honestly, it was my loan. I'm a veteran. I was going for a veteran's loan. And, you know, like a lot of people, I went through my own bumps and bruises when the economy crashed.
Tons did, yeah.
So I had to rebuild myself and rebuild my credit. That's one of the reasons I can help so many people, because I've been there. But with this particular situation, I went to my own bank. I went to my own lender, and they actually got a whole team and looked at the whole loan, and they said, nope, we can't do it. Right.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they did. They said they wouldn't do it.
Which is so, it's heartening, disheartening.
It was disheartening.
Anytime, you know, you go to qualify for something and you're waiting for that news, you know, the excitement piece, and then they'd say, hey, I can't help you. And a lot of times, unfortunately, I think they kind of cut you off at the knees and say, oh, move on, next.
Right. And it took them forever to come back with the no, we can't. And so I happened to have a friend of mine that I went to church with, and I said, hey, can you do this? And it happened to be that he worked with Element Funding, and he worked actually for Brad here. And they got my loan. Not only did they get my loan done for me, but they got it done early. They said, would you like to close early?
That's pretty nice. That doesn't happen every time, Michael. Now, you're bragging on us a little bit, but that don't happen every time. But it is a nice thing to have happen to clients when they can get it done. And a lot of that happens because of the client cooperating with the documentation. It's still a pain in the ass to get a mortgage. Let's not cover it up. It's a real pain to get a mortgage. There's a lot of paperwork. There's things that come up. I have a lady that was buying a house just recently. She's been here twice in the last couple of days, coming in, working on the computer with us. I told her the other day, I said, I'm going to put you on payroll here pretty soon. Because, you know, she went out, missed some instructions on how to sell a camper. And she ended up, this guy did it, he paid cash. $16,000 cash.
See it all the time.
And the problem is what that created was the next deposit. What do we have? All the extra paperwork that has to go through this now, and then transferring money, and it just becomes a mess. So we try to navigate. We're not perfect at it, but we do try to navigate you through some of the pitfalls of, hey, make sure you get a cashier's check. Now, this was unavoidable for whoever she sold it to, but, you know, so you will run into some bruises,
right.
I guess is my point, but we want to help navigate that through, and we've seen it. We're able to get her closed still, but it adds a lot of paperwork onto it.
It does.
So I think a big piece that we want to make sure is there's some basic lists. You can go to fortheplan.com of what you need for a mortgage. You can call Michael again. Give him your cell again so they got that.
That's 315-409-9269.
And you also have a website they can go to as well?
I do. Actually, my website is www.mortgagetiming.com.
Mortgagetiming.com. So as we're talking about this lady in a hotel and stuff, this is an important piece. Why did you call it mortgage timing?
Because timing is everything. It affects everything. It affects whether you're in that hotel, whether the van is showing up to your house and you're ready to actually move in. It affects, a lot of times people don't think about the people that are trying to move out of their house and move into the house that they're buying. So the person that's selling the home, it's just timing affects everything, the whole process.
Chain reaction. What did you do in the military?
I was a nuclear reactor operator.
Okay, so what does that mean for people listening and for me?
It was actually a very specialized rating, and what we did is
You started with nuclear, right?
I started with nuclear.
That's definitely a specialized rating. I would say that's special right there. You could have left it at that, but go ahead.
Yeah, so the nuclear energy powers the ship, more or less, without getting into a lot of, you know, theory. But what we did is we controlled the control panel that controlled the nuclear energy that was in the ship that heated the plant and allowed the, you know, allowed it to move.
Wow, excellent. And you did that for how long?
I did that for 8.5 years. For the last 3 years, I was actually an instructor where I worked at a what we call the prototype facility, where I actually trained other students and helped them to actually get qualified.
So when you say timing is everything, not only is it a mortgage, but it is in your past history for sure that was very important to you.
Timing is everything.
Well, I think if you're interested in buying a house, it's time to get a plan together. Don't put it off. You know, I've got another story I've told probably 10 times on the air here. I got a client, actually was referred by Warren, who does the show with me a lot. He referred me a client. Client had excellent credit. You've heard it many times. Made an offer on a house. Warren says, hey, get with Brad. You got to get this rolling. We got due diligence. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk a minute about due diligence, what that means to a client and buyer and seller.
Right.
So he got with me. We pulled credit. His score had gone from a 780 he thought he had. 780. Mm. Great credit.
Wow.
All the way down to a 670.
Wow.
And he had one collection that showed up, a medical collection that popped up, trashed his credit, didn't even know he had the bill.
Right.
And he said, well, I'll just go pay it. It don't work that way, man. Your credit doesn't go up as quick as they
That's
hit
right.
it, you know. So it's like getting in a car accident. It happens really quick, but to fix that sucker takes a couple of weeks to get
That's
fixed.
Right.
Or in other words, your contractor you hired, you know, takes a couple of weeks to get stuff done.
That's right.
So if you think you have good credit, Let's make sure we get it better. If we can improve the score while you're looking for a house, hire us to do that. That's what we do. That's what the mortgage professionals should be doing. They should be looking at not only the credit to get you in a better tier. Even if you're at a 730, can we get you to a 760 and get you that eighth better interest rate when we go to lock in? Let's talk a little bit about a product that I think is going to be a huge advantage. I want to get your opinion on this because you've been doing this for a while. I don't think a lot of mortgage companies offer it. We do it at no cost. But as the market starts to turn, and interest rates start to rise, we all know sooner or later, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but these interest rates have to go up. I've been saying it for 4 or 5 years. We've seen them going up over the period of time. We have a lock and lower program. You know, where a client, while they're pre-approved looking for a house, they can actually lock into an interest rate and then go looking for a house. Do you think right now or in the upcoming months or year, what kind of advantage that will be for somebody?
That's huge. I mean, for anybody who is buying a home in October of last year, and the rates went up dramatically overnight, and nobody knew about it, there was a lot of people really upset. So I think that lock program is really a great tool for people who can find a home in the next 3 to 6 months to just go ahead and get approved now and go ahead and lock the rate in as they're looking for that property and they're looking for their new home.
And they can actually hire us to watch the market. That's part of what you're hiring a loan officer for as well. Watch the market and time that shopping lock.
Right.
You know, what's cool about it is once you get into a property and timing's right, you have a float down option where they can actually lower the rate
That's
down
right.
to market rate or below or whatever if it gets better. If it gets worse, you're all set. You're not getting worse. And it doesn't change that payment, which a lot, when we started the show, we talked a little bit about what he asked the first question, what price range, but really when it comes back down to it, that second question was payment.
Right.
And if it jerks up a quarter, you're going to feel it in that payment. It can change what house you actually go buy. So
That's
I think
right.
doing that. Now, here's what's funny, I think. I've worked at other companies where they charge money for this. Like they'll get a deposit for it.
Wow.
At the banking, did they have a product like that? Didn't even have one.
Never even heard of it.
Okay, so this is a unique product. I think other companies have it.
They do.
I think they require a deposit. A lot of them do. As long as you close, it's refundable. If you don't close, we're keeping your money because they're securitizing that.
Right.
A lot of companies have different policies. I love the fact that we don't charge for it. We monitor it. And we float down for free and we don't collect any money from the clients. I think
that's
that
unusual.
Is a phenomenal product.
That's
so
unusual.
So if you're interested in doing that or taking the concern out of what market changes might happen while you're looking for a house, 704-412-2727. Again, Michael, give us your website address if somebody wants to check you out and as well as your sell again.
That's www.mortgagetiming.com, 315-409-9269.
So Michael's been doing this for how long you said you've been in the business?
I've been doing this for 20 years now.
20 years. You got myself at 20. So you got 50 years sitting right here with you, helping you on the plan. We're going to take a quick break. 704-412-2727. We'll be right back.
Listening to The Plan.
www.fortheplan.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let me, State Farm Agent Howard Colberth, help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you will have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that add up to as much as 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me, State Farm Agent Howard Colberth, today and get to a better state with State Farm. 704-892-6260.
A clean credit report is the key to lower interest rates and could even mean the make or break between getting approved for the loan. My name is Adam Kunda, and for 10 years, my company, National Credit Care, has been helping people achieve those dreams by turning 500s into 700s, 650s to 750s. Our approach to credit restoration looks at everyone's individual situation and customizes the program to work for you. I would love to give you a free assessment, so please call me at 303-747-6390 or email me at adam@nationalcreditcare.com. Again, 303-747-6390. I look forward to hearing from you.
This show is brought to you by Costner Law Offices, serving all your legal needs.
Charlotte's number one real estate and mortgage show, The Plan. www.fortheplan.com.
Welcome back to The Plan. This is Brad Roach, the Mortgage Planner, 704-412-2727. Let me say that a little slower for you in case you're driving. You can actually go to 855-4-THE-PLAN. Remember that number. It's a little bit easier. 855-4-THE-PLAN or go to fortheplan.com. Join with Michael Frazier in the office here with Element Funding, sharing 20 years of experience, and timing is everything. And we're talking a little bit about down payments. We're talking about some tax refunds. We've covered a lot of ground today for people that are getting into a house for the first time. What about somebody who's done this before? Let's shift gears a little bit. Maybe they're looking for a second home, or they're looking to buy that move-up borrower, meaning they're going from their first starter house to a second home. Is it the same kind of ideas of getting the plan together? My opinion is yes.
It really is the same idea. Some things have changed, and I think customers will get frustrated sometimes with some of those changes because they say, well, I didn't have to do that last time.
I've heard that before.
Right.
Yeah, it can be really frustrating. I think when, you know, we're a lot, the market's gone, our industry has gone through some changes. I think we've tightened up and then we've loosened up a little bit more, and we're continuing to see good stuff happening.
That's
where
right.
Money's getting a little bit easier to lend, and we've been very busy. I think a lot of clients have found some properties. As you go into this spring market coming up, I think there's more houses, more competition out there.
Right.
Probably most important to get the pre-approval letter done.
It is.
What do you think from an advantage that does with the offer? Somebody has the pre-approval already set and they're good to go.
I think that's huge. I mean, the pre-approval is giving the seller confidence that who they are selling their house to actually qualifies.
Do you think it matters from a listing agent standpoint? And when we deal with both sides, the buying agent and the listing agent, do you think, you know, multiple offer situation, we've talked about this on the show before. What do you think they're looking at if they've got a couple offers together? Is it all priced, do you think? Meaning, did who offered the best price? Kind of like the contractor story you were telling. He's the cheapest guy. I'm going with that. Well, if they put in an offer, am I going with the highest one?
I actually heard a story just last week where the seller actually went with a lower offer because of the qualification that they saw on the person that made the offer.
Really? So it was less money?
It was actually less money.
Why would they do that?
Because there's greater confidence. First of all, you can take the higher offer. But if you don't close, then who cares?
Yeah, it's true. You're spinning wheels and nothing ever happens.
You just lost 30 to 60 days, depending on how long out you went on the contract.
Well, talk a little bit about appraisals. As this market changes, I know you've had a couple issues on appraisals that have happened. I've had them as well. I think every lender's having them here and there. It's not consistent, so there's no pattern that we've seen. But what appraisals have you had issues on coming through? Anything that's popped into your mind that talks about, is the house really worth it on some of these? When you get competing offers, these guys got to go out and say, you know, hey, does this match up to what's already sold? And I don't know as though it keeps up.
Fortunately, in our market, we don't run into that a lot, but that does happen when the price is getting pushed up and up and up, and then you get the appraisal back and it gives you really what the house is really marketable for. Doesn't happen all the time, but occasionally you will see that. Recently, I had one come in where it was just as little as $500.
Wow, and that's crazy. To me, it's like they're out there to break the deal. And I've got calls from appraisers because I've gone on about this before.
Right.
$500, but what was the sale price on it?
It was roughly $200,000.
$200,000 sale price. And this guy or gal, appraiser, comes in $500 low.
Right.
I think that's crazy.
Now, we did go back and argue it, and we provided some additional information. The appraiser did make the adjustment.
Oh, they
that's,
did.
That's one of the benefits of working with a lender is that they
okay,
are willing to go back.
I'll take back my anger. They did. Go ahead. They went back and fixed it.
They did go back and fix it, but that doesn't often happen because, as you can imagine, appraisers are pretty confident,
okay.
Right? They're pretty confident in the valuation that they've done, and they ought to be because that's what they do for a living, and they're experts at it.
Well, and we have a great panel of experts. You
we
know,
do.
I always compare it to some of the banks that are out there. They've got 40 appraisers coming from Timbuktu. They take the lowest one, and they send that guy out, the lowest bid, meaning
that's
the
right.
lowest money, send that guy out, and they're coming from Timbuktu, and I don't know where that's from. It's just a story my mom told me years ago. Timbuktu is a long ways away.
That's right.
And they don't know the market as well. So we've got eight guys on our panel. I think we're at eight or nine right now that are within a 20-minute radius of your house that we're appraising.
That's
so
right.
Whether it's a refinance or a purchase, what a big difference to know you got somebody coming in there that knows it. And the other piece is I think, like you mentioned, $500, that's irritating to me. It's irritating to everybody. I would be irritated. It's like,
right.
why are we even doing that? But there's calculations and formal I don't know what else you call it, calculations and adjustments that they have to make to a house. And, if it's not there, I respect the appraiser's opinion.
That's right.
They're not the buyer. They're not the seller. They're not the realtor. They're not the lender. And they're putting a license
right.
on the line.
That's
they
right.
got to do what's right and make sure it's there. What were you able to provide them to say, hey, this is why we think it's worth this extra $500?
Usually what we do is we go back and we look at some additional recent sales and some comparables that we can provide that we feel will add some credibility to the amount that the home was listed for.
Well, I'll tell you, I think they're not perfect either.
So
maybe they missed some things that are out there, which is awesome that they go back and are able to make the adjustment and feel good about it too, that
right.
value really is there. Whether it's $200 or $500 or $5,000, it needs to be there and done right. That part I love about it. Now, I will tell you that I had a client come in for a refinance. They drop off a stack of documents, a stack, big old stack, like on our desk here. I mean, there's some big files once we get rolling.
That's right.
We try to be paperless, but boy, I'll tell you, we're still killing some trees. But they came in and they dropped off all kinds of paperwork. And through the shuffle, I'm looking at his loan. I'm saying, man, I got a really high debt ratio. I said, based on your income, the tax returns and things like that, this is where I'm coming in. And I don't think I can help you because we have to take a lower of the two tax returns. He had 1 year was a little lower than the other one.
Right.
And they've got rules around that. So fitting them into the round hole square peg thing, it was tough. And he said to me, he says, well, do you have my pension in there? Well, that's what I said. What pension? He said, well, that was part of the paperwork. I said, I completely missed it. So while an appraiser, I'm not trying to brag on me missing something like that. We were able to do his deal and it went
that's
through
right.
great. We actually saved him over $1,000 a month on his deal with the debt consolidation, everything
wow.
else. But I think the biggest piece is, yes, there can be mistakes. The nice part is the quality of people and the professionals that you hire and surround yourself with, whether it's the loan officer like you doing it for 20 years, whether it's the appraisal panel that's experts in what they do, whether it's the real estate agents that we recommend and do business with, there are thousands and thousands of loan officers out there. There are thousands and thousands of realtors out there, and I would assume the same for appraisers.
That's right.
Same with law offices. And I think the most important piece you've shared today, among many, was that you really have to surround yourself with some quality people to make sure you're getting timing is everything, that they're doing their part. There's a lot of moving pieces to this.
That's right.
So I think that that's a huge piece that everybody has to look at and making sure that you get the right football team. You got the right quarterback, you got the right receiver, and you really just have all these pieces put together. We got a couple minutes left in the show. Anything else you want to share for somebody out there looking for a house?
Yeah, I would just reiterate that last point that Brad was making there. It's so important to have the right team. So in getting started and getting that pre-approval done before you go out looking at that home, before you waste your time looking at online, getting different listings sent to your email address and getting all excited, find out what you really qualify for. Find out ahead of time. Don't wait when you want to be in the house to start your credit process. Start 6 months. Start a year out if you have to.
Some people would say that's crazy, a year out.
It's not.
You can get a lot done, a lot uncovered, a lot of planning in place to make right moves.
That's
I agree
right.
with that 100%.
15 minutes of planning right now can save you a lot of time 1 year down the road when you have that expected child coming in and you really plan to be in that house, then all of a sudden you find out you're not ready, then it's a problem. Do it today, not tomorrow.
704-412-2727 is direct dial to the show. If you're interested, you can call us during the show or after the show. It'll direct you to myself and Warren. Again, let's give them your website, Michael, as well as your cell phone number for some of these advantage programs we talked about today.
Again, my website is www.mortgagetiming.com, and my cell phone is 315-409-9269.
You've been listening to The Plan. This is Brad Roach, the Mortgage Planner, missing Warren Greenlee, but had a great pleasure hanging out with Michael Fraser with Element Funding, 704-412-2727. We'll see you next week.